For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team in first place. We'll head to St. Thomas this weekend. Regular season wraps up then next week. Joined by freshman center Jake McLean. Jake, you guys have certainly been battle-tested throughout the course of the year. You've had a lot of ups, handful of downs. How has that adversity helped get you to this point, and how will it get you through these next couple of weeks?
I think it just makes sure we're not surprised. I mean, like you said, I think we've seen a lot, and I think we've dealt with a lot, so there's never really a spot that we've been in that we haven't been before. I think we're comfortable in those situations now, and I think it's the fun time of year where all this stuff really starts to count, and we can really help ourselves this weekend.
With injuries, the whole Ford group had a lot of change, a lot of upheaval from one week, heck, one game to the next. Now that you've gotten guys back, you've been the one mainstay on that fourth line. What is it about your game where you're as consistent as can be, which is why you're in the lineup every night?
I think it, for me, I think especially it starts in the dot. Like, I think, like, especially as a center, that's like kind of your first opportunity every shift to start battling and start competing. But also, I think just for me, once I got a couple of games in the first half, it really allowed me to start to be more confident and really start to play my game. I didn't feel like I was chasing the game. I think I was more on the attack a lot more. And I think especially even the last couple of weeks, I feel like I'm really hitting another stride.
When Jackson Jutting was out, Layton Road, not a natural center. Eric Martin, not a natural center. It was Yuri Vaisanen and you had, you were about a 50% guy every single night, which is what you want. How much pride do you take in that? How much do you work on that, of being as consistent as you have been on the dot this year?
I take a lot of pride in that. I think that's a huge part of the game where, like I said, I think that's a battle that you can win every shift, or at least gives yourself a chance, and it creates a huge difference for the team, even in possession numbers. But yeah, we practice it a lot. I mean, we're taking draws probably almost after every practice. But I also think it's just, especially towards the end of the year here, it's a lot of like knowing what the other guy is doing too. We do a lot of like scouting on the other team's centers and see if they have like some tendencies that we can kind of pick up on. But yeah, I think we overall do spend quite a bit of time on that for sure.
Layton and Eric, you can tell they both worked at it a lot because they're a lot more comfortable, it seems, now than they were back when Judd's first got hurt. How much do centers talk in game even of, all right, I faced the third line guy last time, here's what he did?
Oh, we talk all the time, every game, especially if stuff isn't going right. If it's going right, you usually kind of let it roll and you keep doing what you're doing. But especially when stuff is starting to slow down a bit, we always kind of tell one another, well, like, this is what they're doing. Maybe a guy's tying up more than trying to win it, or maybe a guy wins it a certain way. But yeah, we're always talking for sure.
I know that there's 2 weeks before you get to crunch time. Don't talk a whole lot about it, but everybody knows what's in front of you. As a freshman, did you think it would be this much fun, this intense? Did you think the end of the year would be like it's going to be?
I kind of had an idea a little bit as soon as we kind of saw the standings, especially going into the second half after the break. I thought it could come down to this. I mean, it's so much fun though. I think it's I'm having a ton of fun playing hockey. I know all the guys in the room are right now. I think we're playing our best hockey all season right now too. I think we're a pretty confident group, and I think the best is still in front of us for sure.
How much does confidence help a team in crunch time?
A ton. I mean, it makes everybody feel a little bit taller, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. Like, it's huge for our group when you go out there expecting to win instead of like hoping to win. So I think we're in a really good spot right now, and I'm really excited to see what we can do.
Best of luck.
Thank you.